We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Morning, everybody.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday.
Same to you.
Thank you. Hey, Human.
Hey, Sarah.
You're here.
I am.
How's that back?
My back's all right. Hanging in there. I'm just sitting here reading so much about Game of Thrones, and I know you guys have talked about it to death, but
listen.
Oh, my God.
It's a big deal.
Well,
only one more show.
Well, he discovered something.
Oh, really?
What we were talking about yesterday with the Golden Arm.
Yeah.
Newman is saying he's reading an article that it did not happen.
Right.
Yeah. And somebody photoshopped it in. And
it wasn't that someone photoshopped it. It's that it was a picture from a promo shoot before it never appeared in the show. They hadn't CG'd on the golden hand. And I guess HBO scrubbed it. It was something that appeared on their website and someone noticed it there or something.
Is it okay to call people who have time in a day to do something like that a loser? Like,
yes.
It's, what
yes.
in the hell?
It's not. People
do you
are,
care?
Oh, my God. I read everything I
no,
can.
No, no, no.
You're
I mean the
me a loser? Oh, you mean the person who found the hand?
Never mind. No, well, the person who did that. Someone posted that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That person. Never mind. I don't. You were saying, Human?
I can't. People are so mad about that last episode. But I'm just here to say, I bought into everything that happened, even though it was a joyless episode.
Mm-hmm.
If I had lost everyone and I was completely alone and I was out of my mind, I'd be like, you know what?
Kill everyone.
Everyone needs
Bleep
to suffer.
Y'all.
Not just me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I mean, Jesus would leave you completely at that moment, huh?
Probably.
So you'd just destroy the city that you spent the entire series trying to attain?
Yeah, I do sympathize for her. I do empathize for her.
I mean, I guess, but I empathize to a point, but not to the point where she burns the whole city. Like, she killed all those people.
She did. She's out of her mind.
It sucks, though. I mean, she was like my hero on that show.
And now?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's a bummer. I kind of wish that, if she could have just gone over there and killed Cersei. Like Vinny said, there they are, looking at each other across the city. The bitch is up in her high tower, and the other bitch is on her dragon. Just go there.
Yeah.
Straight across the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go straight across the city.
I'm down, yeah.
Just a bummer.
Well, I don't
now she's not a viable queen. Now someone's going to have to kill her.
I don't think she wanted to kill her. I think she wanted her to suffer.
See the destruction.
Yeah, the destruction. I think she wanted her to see everything, be taken away from her. I think death would have been too quick and easy.
Well,
right?
When you're crazy, I guess that's what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peepow.
Peepow.
Anyway, so I got to bed late last night because I went and looked at an RV.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Did you buy it?
I did not buy it. But I want to say hello to Eric, who is a listener and loves the show.
Oh.
Did you, after he said, "Hey, Sarah, I'm a fan," did you still lowball him beyond belief?
No, I didn't. We didn't make an offer. We talked about it on the way home, and it just, it was, the thing is that we're just not at that point, but it was, it sort of what got in my way on Sunday, this RV. And so I was like, come on, John, let's go look. So I called the number on the, for sale sign. And I guess that's where the guy realized it was me, because I'm like, Sarah, my husband
Sarah.
John and I are going to come over. And he recognized my voice. But he didn't say anything till the very end. And it turns out he's a friend of a friend. And it's a whole thing.
So it's a junker?
It's not. I don't want to call it a junker because, the guy's trying to sell it.
How
and everything.
Much?
Not much. I don't want to say too
10
much.
10 grand?
More than that.
Oh.
Not much more, though. It's older. It's older. But it's sort of cool in that it's like vintage and has like the original upholstery and everything. It's, you know, very 70s.
Looks but cute inside.
Oh, yeah, it was. It actually was very cute. We took it for a ride and everything.
Oh.
And yeah.
Oh, so it actually runs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh no, it actually.
All right.
It was surprisingly.
Ghetto.
No.
It is ghetto.
Don't.
If
guys.
If you were to buy, where would your first trip be to? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, our first trip would be down to hang out with my son in. Because he's going down to Irvine for an internship this summer.
You really want to go that far?
I know.
You might want to just go down the street.
Right. Maybe our first trip will just be to the beach.
Where's Bodega? Is that close
right,
enough?
That is close.
That's close, right?
Yeah.
You might want to do that.
Yeah. Just like take it on a test run. But, you know, this summer he's going to be gone the whole summer. We definitely want to go down there and see him. And I don't want to pay for hotel rooms
why
and
not?
Stuff. So why not just buy an RV?
Oh,
I don't know, because a hotel room is so much cheaper.
Yeah, it is
fly
so much cheaper.
Stay at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, no.
That's too far from where you can stay at the Embassy Suites where I went and had my prom party.
Oh, fun! Oh, my Perfect. God. I'd be like, can I have the room that Vinny had?
$100 a night, honey.
the Embassy Suites is right there, though. It's like, anyway, that's very funny. You're going to be going down to where I grew up.
I know. You got to give me your old address.
So
I have to drive by that.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, I want all the info.
I will.
It'll be so fun.
I can give you lots of locations. Yeah. You can find the treehouse where I did it for the first time in Turtle
God.
Rock.
You got to give me everything. I've got to go
that
on
would
a
be so
tour.
Great.
How
pictures.
Stupid is that?
I would.
What if
the treehouse is still
stories.
There? Treehouse is rot.
Oh, it has
you know?
To be there.
Well, I'm sure people rebuilt it over the years, right?
Yeah. I mean, that the town was built while I was growing up.
We built this
We
city.
Watched it. be put together. So it's not that old.
You used to raid construction sites to get your ramp materials.
That's true. Those are all true stories, Sarah.
We can have you take the pictures and then Vinny retell the stories.
So my friend Eric pulled his yellow Volkswagen Squareback up to the parking lot on a rainy day.
What's a Volkswagen Squareback?
You don't know a VW Squareback?
No.
Bryn, can you pull up a photo?
Yes, sir.
Is it like a bug that has a different...
There were three couples as we pulled into the Turtle Rock parking
lot. It's
like
a wagon of sorts.
Yeah, it's a wagon. You haven't seen one? You know, these were huge in California, but I don't think that...
Give me a big one, yeah. Okay. Kind of.
Right.
A lot of the kids my age were buying those and redoing them. That one's redone. Like you can see, it's got fancy rims on it and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a... It's
a wagon.
It's still only a two-door.
No, I'm pretty sure the one he had was a four-door. But the point is, three couples pull up and Eric says, get out.
Oh.
Because I'm using the car.
Oh. And yay, so you guys got to get back in that, huh?
We had to run through the rain. I know, right? But you don't, when you're a kid, you're like,
that,
I
right?
got nowhere else to go.
Right. We'll go to the treehouse.
And that's where it went down.
Yeah.
My
with another couple
time.
Right next to you.
Well, we were on opposite sides of the treehouse.
Yeah. How big can a treehouse possibly be, though? We're not talking about
big
a tree
enough, honey.
Condo here, a tree mansion.
Listen, I was doing it in bushes, so at least you had cover.
Yeah. We had a roof.
At least you were in the rain.
And sidewalls to keep us from being seen.
By anyone but each other.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, you've got to give me all the
I like
all
that
the
you'll
places.
Be... spending some time there.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with an RV. My mom and dad always had they had like kind of a smaller motorhome, and as we got older, they'd gotten this more like a bus. The thing was freaking huge, the one they wound up with. And I love camping, and I just, you know, but I hate dirt and tents.
And where are you going to store it?
Well, we're thinking if we get a small enough one, we may just be able to put it in our driveway. So we'll see. We measured it all out and, you know, something smallish.
Oh, so this is on. This is happening.
I don't know.
So you're going to move on to the next one.
You don't know, man.
Eric's
did not work out. Yeah. It was cool in a kitschy way, but I just felt like, you know, do
a
I really
want
to redo a whole thing and get
you
a paint
want a
job?
Motor,
and,
you want the motor to be the first most important thing.
Right. And everything I read is like, you got to go for the Mercedes engine, the diesel engine.
Yeah.
But they're the most expensive ones,
just
of course.
Just buy a Sprinter. Mercedes Sprinter. It's a Mercedes.
Oh, those are
great.
Do those have?
Well, I want to be able to fit my kids in it too.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
The Sprinters are like, you know, they're like bus vans kind of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen those. I think a friend of mine has one of those. They
usually come in limos, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tons of surfers are turning those into where they live.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like
look.
That.
Oh, your friend?
Yeah, bunch of my friends. That kid, what's that thing called? That documentary about the climber? He lives in one of them.
Free Solo.
Free Solo. That kid.
Alex.
Alec?
Is it Alex?
Alex?
Hunold.
Hunold.
We'll get it.
Brynn and I had to look it up already twice. Anyway. Yeah, people use those. Those are a big deal.
Yeah, they're. You know, it's so funny because.
The inside.
Let me have a look at that.
Sweet. Oh, that's a limo one.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, I don't know what the different configurations are, but, you know, for the most part, I think of those as just a place with a lot of seats. Like, I really do want to have a bathroom and a kitchen, and I don't know if the Sprinters can be configured that way, right?
Oh,
but to me, that's
one of those that actually come out on the sides.
No, you know? I don't need a slide out. I just want an actual RV that has a shower and a... You know, I want.
You're just gonna rent one. You're never gonna. You're not gonna use it that much.
I want it. I want one.
Oh my God.
That's clear.
So her mind is set.
Yeah, it's so clear.
Why do you want one?
Right,
if they're out measuring the driveway, John's like, I'm losing this battle.
Yeah,
he's lost a lot, Sarah. If we do this, then we'll have guest space, and we'll be able to do the room in our house that we want to do.
How fun were RV shopping though? Exciting.
I know. It is fun. But I also don't want a brand new one because they're so... I can't believe how expensive they are.
Go new.
No, I'm not going new. I'm going to buy...
never buy used.
Buy one that's a couple years old.
You know,
they're half the price.
Whizzed in the gas tank.
It's fine.
Did something wrong to the engine.
The plumbing.
No. Yeah.
Whatever. Oh. I don't care. Getting a used one.
Did you guys have one growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
My whole life.
Where have you been?
Well,
he's been on vacation.
Your whole life.
Well,
I mean, your youth.
My youth. My whole youth. Exactly.
5 minutes.
But even once we'd moved out, like my parents would come and
RV
visit
parking
us.
Lots. I've seen on the news. That's the headline. RV parking lots.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, right now, there are so many people living in RVs. Like in Mountain View, they have major issues with people. They're parked all over the place.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have, what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to come up with, if not free, some kind of affordable lot where they can say, look, you can't park in residential districts.
Right.
Park here. You have to have an alternative if you're going to try and chase people out.
Well, and the thing is, there's so much that goes along with it because you have to dump your water and you have to get new water.
And that's why people don't want them in a residential neighborhood.
Right.
It's not okay. I mean,
there's a ton of people who were kicked out from fires who are now living in water homes. It's, you know, it's not an ideal place to live.
But it's all you got.
But if it's all you got, then that's what you do.
Right. Well, and I think that there... my buddy lives in one, and he loves it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's one dude.
Right.
I think, you know, if you're living in there, especially if you've got kids, too, I mean, it's basically one room and a bathroom.
Oh, no,
I'm
not saying it's great, but I'm saying people are doing it by choice or out of necessity, but I still don't believe you should be able to park in somebody's neighborhood.
Right.
Like,
not for long term, anyway.
There have to be spots for people.
Right. Yeah.
So that's got to
be
worked out.
I bet we'll see more and more of that.
Yeah, it's got to be worked out for sure because plenty of people are like, this is where I live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you... You can't chase me around town every night.
Right. I'm just going to find some other parking lot.
It ain't right.
When my boyfriend first came to San Francisco...
Frank?
No.
Larry?
James?
No. Another boyfriend.
Paul.
He was staying in an RV and
Daryl?
So he would pick me up, and we'd go back to his RV.
Of course you would. Shake that thing all night. That's got to be pretty funny.
And I'd cook in it, and it was rough to use the bathroom in there. It was tough.
You're surprisingly, you know, you hear...
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I'm pretty ghetto.
That's not what
ghetto.
I was going to say.
I am way ghetto, man.
So not okay.
She just rolled rolls with it.
I just,
you know?
What I mean
and
is,
okay.
You could have held the standard a little higher, but you didn't.
Listen, that RV was better than that roach motel we stayed at in El Camino in South San Francisco. there was roaches everywhere.
Oh, my God.
We stayed there. The Bell Motel,
sexy.
Honey. It was $30 a night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bell Motel, is it still there?
I don't even know. I don't even drive over there
Let
anymore.
Let this be a lesson to the people out there. Sarah's mom says, it's just as easy to date someone with money.
It's easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is with a poor man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's rough.
Yeah. When you're a kid, though, really all the pickings are all poor guys. And some of them have RVs, which is a bonus at that age. Oh, my God, you have an RV? Let's go. Oh, good times. Yeah, so anyway, we were up, you know, late, and then we were right by our friend's house, so we walked over there and hung out there for a minute.
What's late?
Well, I didn't get home till like 8:15. I know, so it's late.
You know what? I got in bed super early.
Oh.
And couldn't sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
And then there I was. It was like 11.
No.
And the missus tries to sneak by to the bathroom to take a shower. And I'm laying in bed and I just go, I'm doing it. I mean, her. And I got up and walked in there and I accidentally gave her a heart attack, of course.
Yeah.
She did not expect you to be awake.
But then I was like.
Oh, you saw her walk by naked?
Well, no. She went in and then was naked. But I was like, could I take a shower with you?
So you did it in the shower?
Yeah.
Aww.
And
great.
Then I was able to fall asleep. Thank God.
Oh, that's great.
Yay!
Nook! Night, Nook!
So helpful. Such a nice lady. Yeah.
She's a giver.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Well, I mean, on her time, she's like, yeah! I'm shocked you're up. I can't believe, you know what I mean? Like, for her, that's perfect.
Right. This is great.
Let me put the shower head down. Hold on.
Yeah. Easy.
Do you guys have a bench in there or anything?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice. You got a big old shower now?
I don't think it's like yours, but it's pretty big.
Yeah.
You don't run the risk of banging into the doors, like,
nice.
You know.
Right. Yeah. It's not in a tub.
Yeah. What are those normally, like 3 feet wide?
Sure.
It's not like that.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And I got to surf yesterday.
Oh.
In fact, I had one of those.
It was pretty windy yesterday.
I found a spot that worked.
Nice.
And was able to,
So you had a good day.
After I go surfing, I feel brand new. Mm-hmm. It'd been weeks and I just came out of the water happy and just stoked and ready to do whatever.
Well, I'm sure. It must be a relief because really all you can think about is surfing.
Right.
You know, it kind of anything that just lets you get away from the things you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, I get so tired of the things I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Let's just do something to get my mind completely off this. Mm-hmm. That's what I like about books. It's just you're either reading it or you're not. It's
right.
There's not a lot of room for other stuff. It just kind of clears your mind. Mm. Line one wants to talk.
You want a pro tip? This is it right here.
All right. Tyler, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Tyler.
Oh, boy.
I've got a friend of mine. You guys are talking about motorhomes.
Yes.
I've got a friend of mine that the company's called Freedom Vans. And he...
Shame.
Well, he makes Sprinter vans customized to everybody's needs, and they're unbelievable.
What is the name of his company again?
Freedom Vans.
Freedom Vans!
Well, do you want... It sounds like you need something custom made for that driveway, right?
No, I'm going to just get a regular...
Oh, you are? You're not going to get something that fits your driveway
just
perfectly?
Yeah. It'll fit.
Well, sure.
What he does is like he can personalize every single anything you want. He can do. This guy's amazing.
This is your guy.
Well, thank you.
What's
so
this
much.
Guy again?
Freedom Vans.
Freedom Vans.
Freedom.
You're a good friend,
thank
Tyler.
You, Tyler. Right.
Very good friend.
Freedom Vans.
Tyler, what's Freedom Van's phone number?
Where is
Freedom?
He
he's left
Where'd
the building.
Tyler left?
He hung up on him.
He must have hung up. I don't know what happened.
That's so crazy.
Okay. Tyler. This is time for this. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.